again, I appreciate his fight, but he and we were a little bit sloppy at times, too sloppy to comfortably secure victory.
So that's Mike Tomlin talking about Justin Fields, who threw for 300 yards, rushed for 50, accounted for 3 touchdowns. Sloppy. Mike Tomlin also talked about turnovers in his opening soliloquy, blaming the turnovers for the reason they lost the game, not the 17-0 deficit, which for me was the biggest reason they lost the game. But the question to you at 412-928-9370, does the emergence of that version of Justin Fields make the loss more palatable yesterday? 412-928-9370. Our Twitter poll, who would you start against the Cowboys? 80%, Doran, of folks say Justin Fields. And we've got 1,000 votes at this point, which is a high number for this point in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think most people were really enamored with Justin Fields' performance yesterday, as they should have been. I don't know that Mike Tomlin's among those people, though. And Caboli says he thinks that that Tomlin's still skeptical of Fields.
I just refer to the postgame and Tomlin not giving him a ringing endorsement to what he did was give his team a chance to come back and try to win that football game and putting it really on his shoulders. I mean, rushing for 2 touchdowns, throwing for a touchdown, and the rush in the times in the passes, that the precision of the passes, the times he was doing certain things. And then you hear Tom after the game, it was like basically like it wasn't good enough. So at this point, what I'm feeling is Tomlin still wants Russ to be the starting quarterback.
I think at least he wants to see it.
And I think he believes in more of Russ's process than Justin. Right now, he feels that Russ fits the identity of Mike himself, Mike Tomlin, than Justin Fields does right now.
What's nuts is he blames the turnovers, and to that point, he would probably think that Russ isn't going to turn it over as much. If Russ Wilson's down 17-0, does he bring the team back?
I don't know.
But there's,
doesn't with his legs.
Definitely not. And I'll tell you this, with or without Russell Wilson, they're down 17-0 in this football game. They're down 17-0.
Yes.
He would not have changed that. Like, there's the penalty that was taken on the first drive. You pass up points there. Would have been a 59 long field goal. I think the start's the same. And if the start's the same, the outcome's probably the same, no matter whether Justin Fields turns it over once or not. Also, George Pickens had the biggest turnover of the football game, because that one takes points directly off the board.